Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 177 on July 31st, 2021. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Support.com Inc., Barrick Gold Corporation, and Coca-Cola Company. And we discuss three new trades on Bit Digital, Cisco Systems, and Alcoa. It's always great to hear from listeners, so if you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, markets finished marginally lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 126 points, closing at 34,935 points on Friday. The S&P 500 index gave up 16 points, ending the week at 4,395 points. And now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And the topic this week is playing defense for your trades. As a trader, I am constantly asking myself, what can go wrong? How much money is at risk? Is there any way to eliminate that downside risk? The legendary football coach Bear Bryant said, "Offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships." That's absolutely the case for trading. Creating trading strategy is the sexy part. That's the offense. But learning to protect your capital will help you stay in the game long enough for the win. For instance, let's say you buy a call spread. Your risk is limited and your gain is defined. However, if stock moves against you, you might actually lose all of the capital you used to buy the trade. It might be worth buying a low-cost put option for some downside protection. That way, you stand to profit from a move in either direction for the stock. There are other details to consider, like the cost of the protection and how much the put will increase in value relative to how much value the call spread will lose if prices go down. This isn't just hypothetical. The topic was relevant to a couple of trades I entered this past week. Buying a protective put or call option can make the difference between sustaining a painful loss or finishing the trade with a profit. I definitely recommend playing defense for all of your option trades, even the ones with a defined amount of downside risk. Now let's get into the trade review from last week's trades. And as always, we'll start off with the covered call on Support.com Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.18 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the August 7 call at 95 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 28.64% in 4 weeks. Well, Support.com stock gained $1.84 per share, ending at $8.02 per share this week. The call option we sold gained 85 cents, leaving us with a net gain on the week of 99 cents if we were to close the trade. Of course, there's more return to be made by holding onto this trade until expiration or until you get assigned on the short on the stock for that short call option that you sold. So that will yield nearly twice the amount of gain on the trade. So it's definitely worth holding onto this trade for another 3 weeks. So this trade is working out, no adjustments are needed. Second trade from last week was a credit spread on Barrick Gold, symbol G as in golf, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.63 per share. I looked at selling the August 20.5/20 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents. Now, Barrick Gold shares picked up $1.14 per share, closing the week at $21.77. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. and if you were to close the trade today, you would make an 8 cent gain on the week. Of course, with prices right here, you stand to keep the full 18 cents you collected for selling the spread. So this trade as well is a winner. No adjustments are needed on this as well. Just, you definitely want to keep your eyes open. We've moved quite a bit away from our short strike, which is good. But you just want to make sure you stay on top of it, because this trade does have 3 more weeks before you're at full profit. And then our final trade for review from last week is the debit spread on Coca-Cola, symbol K as in Kilo, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $57.01 per share, and we looked at buying the August 56 half 57 call spread for 33 cents. This could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that's a 51.52% return in 4 weeks. Well, shares of Coca-Cola gained 2 cents this week, closing at $57.03 per share on Friday. Now, in all fairness, it did a lot more moving around than just that, but thankfully it finished the week a little higher at $57.03 per share. So the in-the-money spread that we bought is still in the money. If you were to sell the spread, you would only lose money on the bid-ask spread, because basically the spread didn't change in value that much. But aside from that, this spread still looks good, and it looks likely to finish in the money. That will yield us a 51% return that I mentioned for the trade. So at this point, no adjustments are needed on this one either. It's doing exactly what we need it to do. So that's actually 3 for 3 this week. It's been a while since I've had just straight up 3 for 3. This market has been moving pretty interesting this summer. We go from new high to marginally off to new high to marginally off. And a lot of people are still waiting for a full correction in the stock market. I started off the year wanting to buy a ratio spread, looking for a way to buy a put ratio spread that would leave me long an extra option. And thankfully, the prices didn't work out exactly the way I wanted, because I didn't enter the trade, I would have lost money. I mean, this market has just been strong. And, you know, between government helping out, the interest rate gain is looming, I feel like, or the increase is looming in the distance. The way we look at things, it feels like we're seeing a little bit of inflation, but all in so far, this market is still primed to continue ticking higher. So what do you do other than, if you can't beat them, join them. So keep buying call spreads and selling put spreads. And that's exactly what we're going to look at doing this week. So let's dive into the trades this week. We are still using trades for the month of August. Each of these trades expire on August the 20th, 2021. So that's 3 weeks left in all of these trades. We're going to start off with the covered call. I'm looking at a company I haven't looked at before, Bit Digital Inc., symbol BTBT. That's B as in Bravo, T as in Tango, B as in Bravo, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $9 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the August 10 call at $1.45, hoping for a return of 27.22% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $9 per share and selling the August 10 calls at $1.45. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $10 per share, and the break-even price on the trade is $7.55. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase will require $900, and you would collect $145 for selling the option. Our second trade for the week is going to be a credit spread on Cisco Systems, symbol C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $55.37 per share, and I'm looking at selling the August 55, 54 half put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the August 55 put at $1.22 and concurrently buying the August 54 half put for $1.17. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $55 per share through expiration in 3 weeks. The break-even price on this trade is $54.83, and in real terms, you will collect $17 per spread that you sell and have $33 at risk. Our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Alcoa. Alcoa Corp, simple, A as in alpha, A as in alpha. The stock ended the week at $40.15 per share. I'm looking at buying the August 39.5/40 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the August 39.5 call for $2.27 and concurrently selling the August 40 call at $1.95. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $40 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $39.82 per share. And in real terms, you will pay $32 per spread to enter this trade, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, someone did ask me a question via email that I wanted to answer on here, and they asked me if I only trade 50-cent wide spreads or $1 wide spreads. No, sometimes I'll trade $2.50 wide spreads, I'll trade $5 spreads, I'll trade $10 spreads. This week I even did a couple of $70 spreads, right? That's $7,000 worth of spread risk. But the kicker is this. My numbers have to work out for me. It's always about the math. It always comes down to the percentages. So let's say that, like for most of these debit spreads, I won't pay more than 35 cents. I prefer to pay less than 35 cents for every 50 cent spread. That's the same equivalent to 70 cents on a $1 spread. It has to do with the amount of return that I'm seeking. And so whether I'm trading a $1 spread or $100 spread, I still want those numbers to make sense. Like, it's all about the, you know, that's why most of the time people talk about percentage return rather than actual dollars they made on a trade, because you never know how much money they actually were trading. Like $1 million account, making 10% on $1 million account or 10% on a $10,000 account, it's the same 10%, but trading, making 10% on $1 million is going to take a bit more work because of the sometimes the challenge of deploying larger amounts of capital is different than a $10,000 trade. So anyway, the percentages have to work out. It doesn't matter if you're trading a 50 cent trade or $5,000, $50 trade. The numbers have to work out, and that's it. So that's it for this week's show. Again, thank you guys for listening so much. And thank you for sharing. I see the amount of listeners increasing. Thank you for the emails as well. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.